Right. So, I think we all say hi to each other, but we can say hi again. Today is Thursday, June 15, and we're having our HIV community steering committee meeting today. So we are going to review and potentially approve the June 15 to 2023 draft agenda.
Why don't we start with introductions first, just so we have it on the recording?
Oh, okay, sure. So why don't we start with Manuel?
Sure. Manuel Vasquez, OCD. I am Planning Council, Council Affairs Co-Chair.
And then Richard?
Hi, Richard Sullivan, Council Co-Chair, Community Engagement Co-Chair.
Maria?
Maria Lacayo, and I'm with DPH HIV Health Services.
Bill?
Hi, I'm Bill Bloom, also with HIV Health Services, and trying, for some reason, my camera's not working, but I'm here in spirit trying to fix it.
Okay. And then council staff, Kira?
Kira, council staff.
Crown?
Crown council staff. Hi, everybody.
And Irma Parada, co-chair from the council. So we are now moving into the reviewing and approving the June 15, 2023 draft agenda.
All right, so we have our regular stuff, approving this agenda, reviewing and approving the minutes, the committee and work groups update reports. I'll go over the meeting evaluation, and then when Mark joins us, he'll present the full council agenda that we'll review. That'll take us to the end of the meeting.
Great. Any objections to the agenda? So we don't see no objections. We'll approve by consensus. Now we're moving into the review and approval of May 18, 2023 draft agenda minutes. Right. So no objections. We are going to approve by consensus. Moving on into announcements. Does anyone have announcements? Mark, do you have an announcement? Welcome. Do you want to introduce yourself?
Mark Palmer, council staff.
Thank you. And I don't see any public. So we are, wow, we're moving fast. Okay. Committee and work group reports. We're going to start with community engagement report.
Okay. Hi, everyone. Community engagement meeting on the 7th. Like a lot of our meetings, it was moved pretty fast and efficiently, not a lot on the plate. It was led by Derek Mapp. He's the other co-chair. And as usual, we had a age cap report from Stephen. Kind of quick, he talked about a couple of things, some skilled nursing facility issues, some concerns over care being provided at certain locations, and the advocacy that goes along with that. To get people permanent housing out of those skilled nursing facilities, one client in particular. He also mentioned about, there seems to be issues with working on service provider handoffs, how that's going. Also, Stephen was talking about advocating for client and good. He wanted to put in a good word for service providers, like some referrals that were happening. That seems to be improving, at least with this one client. So Stephen wanted to give a shout out to service providers and their referrals. we talked about the trans needs assessment, and I have a note here. It says next month, Mark and Maria. I think maybe, Mark, you were going to talk about something with Maria that wasn't able to be talked out at the community engagement meeting. We have needs assessment and COLA update. COLA's focus group coming, that's going to be coming around by next month. COLA focus group. And that was it for community engagement. Do you know what I was talking about, Mark?
Yes, of course. Okay. Maria wasn't there. It's not so much a dialogue between me and Maria, and more of a, if Maria had any updates around any trainings around the trans communities. Basically that. Maria can certainly update us at the next community engagement.
Mm-hmm. All right. Thank you, Richard, for that update. Council Affairs Committee update.
Sure. Hi, everyone. So we met earlier this Tuesday, and pretty much we just went over the agenda. It was a pretty quick meeting as well. Everyone approved by consensus. But we also discussed, you know, and interestingly enough, John Ainsley was not able to attend, even though I think they were intending to, but I think they weren't feeling very well. So the CQI quality assurance discussion from HHS didn't happen necessarily, but we, Kira was, I think, reaching out, or someone was reaching out to get a PowerPoint and some of the information just so that we could provide that if possible in advance. As well as we did hear from Thomas Noble about the end of the epidemics, talking about the local health jurisdiction plan and the vote that will be coming up on that. So, you know, Thomas brought us up to speed with that. And then we just mentioned the next Council Affairs meeting will be July 11th from 3 to 4.
Thank you, Manuel, for that.
You're welcome. Update.
Membership committee update. Brown or Kira?
Yeah, I can tackle that. Membership, we went over the usual boilerplate items, attendance and recruitment strategies. Recruitment strategies are currently just waiting until we finish up this next COLA target for folks affected by eviction. And then we'll kind of pair our recruitment strategies with our next needs assessment and other COLA targets. And then the group also decided to start meeting in person for items like interviewing or et cetera. And I think that was kind of it. It was a pretty quick meeting. We did do it twice because we did forget to record.
All right. What about work groups?
So work group.
POW.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, okay.
You want to take it?
Yeah, I'll take it. So that work group has not met, so still TBD. And we'll, the consensus last time we met was just that that group will meet once there are actual items on the agenda that need to be reviewed and stuff like that.
All right. Thank you, everyone.
I just wanted to mention something about the people living with HIV work group. I liked what you said, Mark, the other time. It got by me, too, is that... it doesn't just need to be, and I was tripping on this too, it doesn't just need to be people on the committee living with HIV. It would be, it's all inclusive. And I was kind of tunnel vision on that too. And so I'm glad you brought that up, Mark. And maybe that can be included on any like emails you put out or anything, Kira, that it's for all and it inclusive that way.
Yeah, absolutely. Council members who are HIV positive, who have you know, connects in the community, who would like to be bringing their voices, you should be welcome to invite those friends, colleagues, community members, for sure. It's an ad hoc committee, and so it doesn't necessarily have to restrict its membership to council members.
Right. Kira is going to present the meeting evaluation from the results of the May 2023 meeting, full council meeting.
All right. Let me just start sharing my screen and I can bring that up. All right. Can everyone see this? Yeah. All right. Okay. So this is just the meeting evaluation from last month's full council. So I'll go over the questions. So the first one was, the information received prior to the meeting adequately prepared me for the meeting. And in total, we had 10 people take the survey. There was a total number of 19 council members present. So for this question, we had 9 people agreed and 1 person somewhat agreed. The meeting was run efficiently by David Gonzalez. Everyone agreed. And there was 1 comment. Good job, David. In the discussion during the meeting, I felt my point of view was adequately expressed and understood, and everyone agreed. The agenda was well planned, and everyone agreed. There was 1 comment a bit ahead of time, but that was okay. The HIV and aging presentation by Vincent Crisostomo was informative and relevant to the HCPC. And 9 people agreed and 1 person somewhat agreed, or 8 people agreed. 1 person somewhat agreed. Vincent is an indefatigable force for this population. Like, great presentation. The HIV and aging presentation by Meredith Green was well prepared and relevant to the HCPC, and everyone agreed. And there were 4 comments. Thank you and good luck. Extremely important conversation, but also shocking that we are losing our local HIV and aging expert. The aging presentations flowed well together. Dr. Green will be missed. And during this presentation, or after the presentation, Dr. Green did announce that she would be stepping away to take care for her dad. The HIV advocacy update by Bill Hirsch, Lance Toma, and Andy Stone was well prepared and relevant to the HCPC. And everyone agreed. There were 2 comments. Great presentation, edited to something digestible. Excellent advocacy. Bill and Andy were so good. And then, what worked well for you during this meeting? What could have been improved? We really need microphones. Great facilitation, great presentations, efficient process. The content of the presentations was great too. David's ability to on the fly reorganize the agenda and not have gaps of time was great. My needs as a council member are being met during this time, and everyone agreed. And this meeting got an overall rating of 9.4. All right, and I'll stop sharing.
Thank you. So, a bit of an update. Oh, sorry.
Go ahead.
Not really questions, just an update from the co-chairs meeting that Irma and Richard and I were in earlier, that we hope to have microphones. Thomas literally found a box in his office that was around for a long time. So hopefully they're still working and can be input by a dedicated combination of CHEP and HHS staff.
Thank you. Any questions or comments? Okay. So now we're going to review the full agenda for this upcoming meeting.
Well, we are really moving along. We're going to get out of here by 3:30. Okay. Well, unless what I'm about to share is super controversial. I mean, we'll see. Here we go. Let the controversies begin. This should be a swift and tidy meeting. It's the ideal of 2 agenda items, and so that we can give a generous amount of time. We'll see here the pro forma. All the updates are back. I had removed most of them from the last agenda to allow for time, even though I guess it didn't sound like it was necessary. So they're back. And then we have our annual presentation from John Ainsley, CQI, Quality Assurance. Giving that a little over a half hour. And then we have our nominations for council co-chair. So this is just opening nominations and noticing that this vote will be happening next month. And so people can nominate, they can self-nominate. We're not going to be voting though until next month. And just as a reminder, with the loss of David Gonzalez, leaving 1 co-chair open, we're not necessarily bound, I suppose, but our own bylaws do say that the co-chair should reflect a sort of a diversity of identities. So someone who identifies as a woman, someone who identifies as a person who uses HIV care services, which is often combined with someone who is HIV positive, someone who uses HIV prevention services, and a person of color. So one person can certainly combine multiple attributes. The one attribute that we won't have after David Gonzalez leaves us is a consumer of HIV prevention services, unless Richard and or Irma determine that they are themselves users of HIV prevention services. Yes, Bill. You're muted.
Mark, in terms of the standing reports, did the decision get made about the molecular surveillance, meaning that Lee and Thomas are participating in?
I'm still waiting to hear back from Thomas. Thomas wanted an entire presentation on what is that called? Cluster something or other?
Cluster detection. Yeah.
And he initially had wanted it for July, but it wouldn't be ready then. And then he asked for August, but August is booked. And so I suggested, can we have that in October? And so I'm just waiting to hear back from Thomas on that one.
Okay.
And so after John Ainslie, we have our break. I put in an extra 5 minutes since we have the time. And then, as I mentioned already, nominations for council co-chair. And then finally, a very generous amount of time for Thomas Noble. I should probably put Bill. Bill, you're doing this with Thomas, right? Bill?
Yeah, I'm right here. So I think what we had decided to do on this one was actually to give an update and share out the plan again, rather the issue on, so I think we decided not to do this. This is my understanding is we were going to be focused on the blueprint and the integrated plan.
Okay. For some reason, when we were discussing on Monday about looking at the goals and objectives of this, I thought we were going over the goals and objectives of that specific document that we had previously been previewed by Leroy.
Yes, that's the same thing. We're talking the same thing. So Mark, it's not surprising. It's a little bit blurry. So the EHE plan has now gotten bigger than that. It's the integrated plan for the State Office of AIDS that we signed on to. So not only does it address EHE, it also addresses all of our integrated planning. So I think that's what the confusion is.
Yeah, absolutely. Okay, so I'll just call it the integrated plan since it's included. Okay. And maybe I should say instead of local slash state, right?
Yeah, or you could do the California State Integrated Plan and the Planning Council and the title there, because maybe that will help make it clearer for people. So you guys recall the state had a plan. We recommended DPH that we sign on to it because it would serve as our integrated plan, and you guys agreed, and we did a letter of concurrence that we all signed off on. This is going to be kind of a chance for us to work together in terms of making sure that the selections of what we focus on locally make sense. And then since then, we've kind of been on a bit of a hold while the state finished it. Now the feds had some feedback, particularly around the level of involvement, how it was defined for consumer representatives. So we've been a little bit on hold for a couple, 3 months. But I think the thought is, it looks like it's almost finished. So what we would do is share that plan and it's almost finished format. I guess the other option would be actually to have the state folks, Leroy, come back and either present or present with Thomas and I, whatever you all prefer. In truth, neither Thomas nor I are necessarily experts on the details of it, but we can certainly review it again and share kind of historically how we've worked together. So that's all your guys' call.
I'm not sure this will take up the full 50 minutes allotted to it. That's why I said it was probably.
No, I think it's Leroy. I actually would recommend that he does come and share it, mostly because I've looked at it a few times. Thomas has. We certainly could look at it and present it. I think we understand the concepts. But if people have questions about the work that happened at a state level, I don't think Thomas was specifically involved in it. So.
Well, Well, you'd also be able to discuss, I think, with ease, though, our like local ramifications and what initiatives will be taking place here specifically within our own.
Yes, but I think Thomas, Mark, I'm sorry. Well, I think what we're hoping to do is not to tell you guys. We could certainly come with recommendations, but at least I'm hoping you guys will want to be involved in some of that determination. So we could certainly come to you guys want with our recommendations, or if you prefer, we could come with what we think we need to do. But I think I'm seeing this as kind of an opportunity for the Planning Council to provide some kind of meaningful guidance and direction.
So oh, absolutely.
Tell me your preference and we'll do it.
I just think that a presentation, though, from our partners, and so not so much a presentation, just really kind of a review and then sort of a facilitated discussion is going to be what encourages folks to
okay.
Do you see what I mean? Like it just
Oh yeah. We could do it either way. So Mark, it sounds like you're suggesting it be Thomas and I
suggestion.
Leroy. Okay.
Yeah. So we saw the overview, right? I mean that's what the council gave concurrence for with Leroy's presentation. But I think it's sort of like big overview, but now we have our two partners, Thomas and Bill, literally talking about how this will show up for us locally and sort of creating that dialogue space. It's just money.
Okay. So would you guys like Leroy to be, should we also invite Leroy in case there's questions about the state
trust? Sure.
Not necessary.
Yeah, I mean, I think it should. I personally feel like it should be led by the two of you as our two reps who will be, mm-hmm. I assume, you know, a big part of implementation, but it's always like the more the merrier when it comes to information.
Okay. And Mark, would you like to reach out from Planning Council or you rather than I
yep.
do it? I think Thomas.
Oh, maybe if you don't mind reaching out, that would be great.
I don't. Okay. 5:40. Okay. Is it scheduled time?
Yeah. But don't forget if he can arrive 15 minutes earlier, just in case of wiggle room.
And I'm assuming I'm including you and Crown and Kira in this invite.
I think you can just include me. I don't think you need.
Okay.
I mean, no offense, Kira. No, you might as well. I'd like to get them on his radar in case he has materials and things like that. So if you could just like CC all three of us, that would be great, actually. Good suggestion.
All right.
Any more thoughts and comments or comments about this agenda for Monday after next meeting? Of course, this Monday is Juneteenth, so it will be Monday after next. And I will change this date right now. I will not be back in April. Da-da-da. Okay.
26.
Well, all right. Same.
Right.
That's all she wrote.
That's all. Any more comments before we adjourn?
I have one thing, if I may.
Yes, go ahead.
I was wondering if you guys can see this.
Oh. Congratulations.
Congrats.
That's part of my transcripts from City College. I showed Irma the other day. She was a long-term supporter of mine, so I sent her an email. But I took 30 classes at City College, 3 years, 77 degree applicable units, and I ended up with a 3.96 GPA. And I'll be heading to San Francisco State in the fall as a history undergrad. And I don't say this bragging, but that's it means a lot to me. I used to put needles in my arm. I've been in state hospitals. I've been in prison. I was unhoused here in the city for years. And it's just not the way it is today. And that's a miracle. I think that's why we do committees and groups like this, so we can reach people. Someone reached me for sure. So thanks, everyone.
Thank you, Richard. You know, I did realize just before we adjourn, maybe I'd maybe be helpful just a couple of announcements around transitions, just for people to know. Alliance Health Project, Lori Temis is retiring effective this Friday. I think probably people are pretty familiar with that. And there is a going away party if people are interested to be invited. I'm sure people will be welcome to come. Also, you guys may be aware, we've had a director for health equity, Dr. Ayanna Bennett, and she actually is going to be leaving to go to head up the Department of Public Health in DC. So a lot of the work we've done around racial equity work has really been spearheaded, led by her, guided by her. So kind of a couple of big transitions, one specific to HIV.
Thank you, Bill, for that update.
Sure.
Right. So I believe that's it. It was nice to see you all. I'll see you Monday, the 26th. Take care.
Have a good weekend.
Bye.
Bye. Bye, everyone.
Hey, Richard, we're expecting you to do honors in your bachelor's as well, not just graduate, okay?
Thank you, everyone. Bye-bye.
Congrats, Richard.
Thanks.
It's you and me again. Actually, I have something.